The Ice House takes great pleasure in presenting Miss Lily Tomlin.
Well, thank you all a lot. How are you? Hello. Thank you all a lot for coming this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, this album is dedicated to the man who made it all possible, Alexander Graham Bell. Alex was born in 1847. Following in his father's footsteps, a renowned therapist for the deaf, Alex created lots of new techniques for treatment. For instance, every morning he would line up his patients and he would yell and scream at them, "What's the matter, you stupid idiots? Why don't you say something?" Until he turned purple. Then early one evening he was flying his kite and he discovered electricity. Well, this just opened whole new vistas to him. And leaving behind his practice and several very bewildered deaf people who never did know who that man was, who was always yelling and screaming at them, he worked feverishly day and night until he'd found a way to harness electricity to a distillery for schnapps. And immediately he became locally prominent. Then, heady with success, he went to work inventing the telephone. And aided only by his faithful assistant, Mr. Watson, the magic day did arrive. With Mr. Watson in the other room, his head bent auspiciously over the sender, Alex muttered those famous words, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want you." And Mr. Watson, tears in his eyes, came rushing from the other room, his arms outstretched. And well, God only knows what happened after that. Alexander Graham Bell did kick over in 1922. I don't know if it was Mr. Watson, the schnapps, or just what. But he left behind him a monopoly, a company that has changed the history of mankind forever. One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. A gracious good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin at the telephone company. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking? Mr. Veedle? Mr. Veedle, you owe us a balance of $23.64. When may we expect payment? Pardon? When what freezes over? No. Mr. Veedle, you are not dealing with just anyone's fool. I am a high school graduate. Now then, when may we expect payment? Oh, Mr. Veedle, I don't see why you're kicking up such a ruckus when, according to our files, your present bank balance plus stocks, securities, and other holdings amount to exactly privileged information. Oh, Mr. Veedle! Oh, that's so cute. No. You're dealing with the telephone company. For instance, as I look through your income tax return for 19... Oh, Mr. Veedle, you don't understand. We are not subject to city, state, or federal regulations. We are omnipotent. Omnipotent. That's potent with an omni in front of it. Now then, when may we expect payment? Oh, dear me, Mr. Veedle. I'm afraid we're going to have to discontinue your outgoing service. And if we do not receive payment within 10 days, we will send a large, burly serviceman to your home to rip it out of the wall. I'd advise you to lock up the liquor. He's a mean drunk. Now then, wouldn't you rather pay, Mr. Veedle, than lose your service and possibly the use of one eye? Oh, dear me. You know, Mr. Veedle, I think we can persuade you to pay after all. I want you to listen to a little recorded conversation. Can you hear that all right? That's right, it is you. Do you recognize that other voice? That's right. And do you remember the basic content of that conversation? Wait a minute, I want to hear this part again. Oh, Mr. Beadle. Now, Mr. Beadle, if you're interested, we have 96 hours more. Oh, I think blackmail is such an ugly word. Let's just call it a vicious threat. Well, how very nice. It's been a pleasure talking with you. We will await your check. And Mr. Beadle, there's no reason on earth for you to feel personally persecuted. We may be the only phone company in town, but we screw everybody. Gracious, good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin of your telephone company. How may I, in all humble servitude, be of assistance? You're trying to reach your husband at his office and keep getting a busy signal. Well, perhaps he's using his instrument. An hour and a half. Well, I will check to see if there is mechanical failure. Mrs. Norman, that phone is in usage. Your husband is making an overseas call to Korea, I believe. Oh, he was stationed there during the war. Must have been lonely for you. Just a minute, let me listen now. Mr. Norman and some woman are talking about your son in Korea. Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Norman, but Bok Choi seems a strange name for a boy from Pleasantville. You say you don't have a son in Korea? Well, that's odd. Mr. Norman does. Oh, no. Oh, Mrs. Norman. Oh, Mrs. Norman, I am so sorry. Oh, I am so sorry that you had to learn it this way. But we at the phone company do like to keep families in touch. No. Mrs. Norman, listen to Ernestine. Turn off the gas. I'll plug you into his line, and you can hear every word the bastard's saying. Listen. Oh? Can you hear all right? Oh, did you hear that? The things they do in Korea you wouldn't even think of doing here. No, Mrs. Norman, I've got a great idea. No, Mrs. Norman, believe me, it's just like a man. They're all animals. Let me call up my cousin. He's a divorce lawyer. We can hook Mr. Norman before he gets off the line. Henry, this is Ernestine. I've got a live one for you. The wife, she's a wonderful woman. I've got her on hold. The husband, I'm not too sure. I think he's with the government. Seems very active in foreign relationships. I'll hook it up so you can get a voice print to use in court. Mrs. Norman, I'm back. Listen, I think we can get you the house, the car, half the business, and the kid in Korea. No. Mrs. Norman, no, don't thank me, dear. Nonsense. Don't. It'll be on your next bill. Venetia, this is urgent. And damn Sarah Coventry. Venetia, I want you to do me a favor and cut in on the executive offices at Pepsi-Cola. Oh, she is, eh? Well, put me through anyway. She can call Paris back later. And a gracious good afternoon to you. Is this Miss J as in Joan, Joan Crawford? No, this is not Paris. Well, I don't know, but if I'm not mistaken, it's still in France, Europe. No, Miss Crawford, this is Miss Tomlin from the telephone company with an annoying problem that only you as vice president of the Pepsi-Cola company can help. Hello? Put me through again, Venetia. Hello, this is Paris, France, calling Miss Joan Crawford. Is she there? Merci. Miss Crawford, this is Miss Tomlin. Don't you hang up. You've angered me. And when you anger me, you anger the phone company and all the power necessary to tie up your lines for the next 50 years. Do I make myself clear? Good. Now, Miss Crawford, I believe it was my turn. Today, I was robbed of my dime in a Pepsi-Cola machine. I want it back. The entire 10 cents. Just a minute. That's not sniggering, I hear, is it? Maybe 10 cents is not much to you, but at the telephone company, dimes are our bread and butter. Well, I never give that out. You can just send it to Miss Ernestine Tomlin, care of the phone company, USA. When may I expect my dime? Well, I prefer the cash, but a check will do nicely. Oh, no, I will not accept a stamp. That is a definite no to a stamp. I will not accept 5 empties either. Miss Crawford, do you remember this? Pepsi Cola hits the spot, 12 full ounces, that's a lot. I'll bet you think Pepsi hits the spot, don't you? Well, if you don't fork over my 10 cents, Ma Bell's gonna hit you where you live. And this is no idle threat. Miss Crawford, according to our files, your offices have 5,000 of our telephones. Now, unless I am reimbursed pronto, we are going to pull your plugs a 6-pack at a time. Well, that's more like it. Now then, when may I expect my dime? By messenger. How very kind. Oh, and Miss Crawford, would you tell him to hurry? I'm just dying for a Coke. So what's your name?
Gary.
Take your foot off the stage. Nuisance calls. A gracious good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin. Yes, ma'am. You say a man has been making constant, obscene phone calls to you. What is his name and address, please? Oh, you don't. Well, just exactly what does he say when he calls? Uh-huh. Yes. Wait a minute now. Yes, uh-huh. What's that last part again? Uh-huh, yes. Wait a minute, he said he was gonna do what to you? wait, is that F as in Frank? Right. Well, I don't blame you getting upset. I mean, making all those promises and then not even giving his name. Hello? Gracious, good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin, your repairs operator. Oh, Vito, hi. Oh, they've got you working today, too, so early. It's only noon. Why do those people have to have their phones fixed in such a rush? Why can't they just go to the corner and use our semi-convenient payphone? Oh, that's broken, too. Well, just what do they claim is wrong with their instrument and or service? Oh, other voices on the line. Isn't that picky? $12.50 a month doesn't buy perfection. Oh, listen, Vito, what's the house like? Where are you? In the living room? All maple and chintz? I love it. Bet it's got one of those cute little telephone tables with a special place for the directory. I knew it. Well, Vito, what about the rest of the house? Well, do the Mr. and Mrs. sleep together? Well, pretend you have to check a wire. Go take a look. I am a lineman for the county. And I work the main... Vito, I'm here, yes? So what about the bedroom? No kidding. No wonder she's so crabby. Has she given you anything to eat yet? Not even a can of beer. Put her on, let me talk to her. Listen, you, this is Miss Tomlin with a word for you about common manners. You just listen to me and don't interrupt. You're a repairman as a human being, too. And the sooner you people realize it, the quicker you're going to get your phones fixed. Now, just a second. I'm just going to say this once very clearly. You want service on your line? You want to be able to report a fire, call a loved one far away? You get your little fanny out to that early American kitchen and get Vito something to eat and drink. You got 1 minute. Now move. Vito, is she doing it? Running to the kitchen. If we play our cards right, you can have lunch there every day this week. Fix the phones, I don't know, about cocktail time on Friday. Good. Oh, listen, my board's lighting up. But if she doesn't come up with something better than a you need a biscuit and a cup of soup, you call me back. Oh, Vito, before you leave today, why don't you short sheet their bunk beds? Ernestine's really sort of pretty, isn't she? But she seen, and she left and went to the city and got the job. She looked like this, but all those years at the switchboard, everything started to turn in on her. You think she's fooled around with Vito? Let Vino kiss and tell, kiss and tell, kiss and tell. One ringy dingy. Oh, a crisp, businesslike good afternoon. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking? Let me see if I have this correctly now. That's Miss Fifi. How is that pronounced? Dupre. Then the V is silent. Miss Dupre, this is Miss Tomlin from the telephone company. I was just looking through... Oh, no, 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 it's nothing like that. No, we always receive your payments promptly in crumpled singles. Well, money's money, and we'll take it any way we can get it from you. No, Miss Dupre... It's just that I've noticed that there have never been any outgoing calls made from this number. Just incoming. And all between the hours of 4 p.m. and midnight. Now, if it's a matter of unfamiliarity with your equipment, perhaps we can help. Nobody has more familiar equipment than yours. Well, that's pleasant. You see, Miss Dupre, very often in the case of the elderly or the foreign... Special instructions in dialing are required. May I ask, what sort of residence is this? Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, then it's sort of a boarding house. And the average age of the men and women? Oh, all women. Mm-hmm. Between the ages of 20 and 25. Well, that many young girls would certainly be expected to make a lot of phone calls. Now, if your instrument, perhaps, it's not in absolutely perfect working order. We could send our repairman out so that... Oh, you know Vito. Oh. Well, yes, he is. He certainly is absolutely tireless. He is there just... Well, isn't that remarkable? He must have gotten to your file before I did. Oh, me? Oh, well, I have my own small apartment, Miss Dupre, and... Just one or two close friends. I don't think I could live with that many other girls. But how sweet of you to ask. Well, then if there's nothing more we can do for you, Oh, you do have a question? Well, fire ahead. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, well, let me tell you. Now, when we ask for money for services in advance, we call that front money. Oh, and you say the money you pay your bill with, you call it back money? How interesting. Well, now, Miss Dupre, it certainly has been a pleasure talking with you. I'll let you get back to sleep now. Goodbye. A harried good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin at her switchboard. I cannot talk to the press now. I said I cannot talk to you now. Yes, the phone company is on strike. Everyone except the executives and me. I'll have that story for you when it's over. Well, in the meantime, just reprint the stories from our last strike and change the dates. A gracious good afternoon, directory assistants, Miss Tomlin on the wire. The business office? That number for the business office is listed in your directory. You don't have a directory. Very well, I will switch you and the business office will supply you with one. Business office, Miss Tomlin speaking. A new directory? Certainly, they are issued free of charge to our subscribers. Simply flag down any repair truck and they'll throw one to you. You need installation and repair service? Installation and repair service will be listed in your new directory. Can it wait till then? Very well, I will switch you. Just a moment. Installation and repair service, Miss Tomlin speaking. Oh, just a moment, please. At the tone, the time will be 3:23 and 30 seconds. Ding dong. Installation and repair again. Oh, by the way, your 3 minutes are up. Please deposit 5 cents for the next 3 minutes. Thank you. That box sounds pretty full. I'll have to get down there on my dinner break and empty it out. Now then, how may I help you in the midst of the worst strike in our history? A phone installed? Hold on and I'll check. Winds are from the northwest at 20 knots per hour, whatever the hell that means. Yes, sir, I can give you a black wall model and a blue princess and install them myself tonight after work. Oops, just a second. President's office. No, he is not. No, he is not. In the glorious tradition of telephone company management, the president himself is out in a repair truck guaranteeing service to the community. Very well, I'll switch you to customer relations. Hold on, please. Are you still there, black wall phone, blue princess? I'll be right back. Customer relations, Miss Tomlin at the duty desk. You've just been struck in the head by a directory? I'll bet you were standing by the side of the road waving your arms, weren't you? Well, how bad is it? Doesn't sound attractive. You better call an ambulance. Directory assistance will give you that number. Are you still holding Blue Princess? 5 cents more. I'll be right back. Directory assistance, Miss Tomlin in the saddle. General Hospital? Certainly, but that number is listed in your new directory, the one that just struck you in the head. Long distance, Miss Tomlin, EC. Madrid? Now that certainly is a long distance. Just love to do that. Are you still there, Blue Princess? Give me your name and address. Uh-huh. Right, thank you. I'll be out first thing this evening and put those phones in. President's office. Oh, sir, it's you. No, no messages. Oh, but listen, Chief, you've got to be careful where you aim those directories. You winged a woman over here on the south side pretty badly today. No. No, I don't think anyone knows that it was you. Well, I'll see you when you check in. Times? Give me the city desk. City desk? This is Ernestine Tomlin at the telephone company. You know, I think I've got that big story you've been waiting for. I'll be here all afternoon. Be sure you bring a photographer. Gracious good afternoon. Dial a prayer. Miss Tomlin in the pulpit.
Now, I want to acknowledge the fact that I know a lot of people are peeved with the phone company. But the thing you should comprehend is, first of all, it's a fantastic, there's all kinds of little, and everyone is guaranteed to break down.